Alright, let's build a dub siren system in Ableton Live 12 that gives you that timeless roller momentum for jungle and old school DNB. Not a random one-off sound, a repeatable tool you can drop into any project, automate fast, and trust in a busy mix. Think of the dub siren like a classic sound system move. It's not the lead, it's a fill. It's punctuation. It's the thing that answers the drums and pushes the listener into the next phrase without you having to add more hats, more rides, more chaos. By the end, you'll have one instrument rack with macro control over pitch, movement rate, filter vibe, delay timing, feedback, dirt, and wet level plus sidechain ducking so it naturally bows out of the way of your kick and snare. Let's go step by step. First, create a new MIDI track and name it Dub Siren. Keep it organized. This is one of those devices you'll reuse across tunes, so treat it like a proper tool. Drop operator onto the track. We're going classic and stock. For the algorithm, keep it simple. Oscillator a straight to output. Oscillator a should beat a sine wave. That sine is your clean fundamental, and it takes processing beautifully. Make sure fixed is off so it tracks MIDI notes. And pull the level down a bit, around minus 6 dB is a good start. You want headroom, because delays feeding distortion can get wild fast. Now we do the key move. The pitch envelope. This is what gives you that PO siren weep. Go to pitch envelope and turn the amount up somewhere between plus 12 and plus 24 semitones. If you want it more dramatic, go higher. If you want it more subtle and usable, stay closer to 12. Set the attack to basically instant. Set the decay somewhere like 300 to 800 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 100 to 300 milliseconds. Now play a note. You should hear that classic falling pitch shape. That's your engine. For DNB, start playing notes around F3 to A3 if you want it present and cutting. If it feels like it's stepping on vocals or lead synths, drop it down to C3 to E3. And quick rule, keep it in key. Even if jungle is vibey and raw, an off-key siren will start feeling annoying way faster than you think. Next, we add the motion and the vowel character using auto filter. Put auto filter after operator. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 600 Hz. So it's a bit closed. Now bring the resonance up 30 to 55%. This resonance is part of what makes it talk. Add a little drive too, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just to give it bite. Now enable the LFO in auto filter. Set the wave to sine or triangle. Turn sync on. For the rate, try 1/8 note first. 1/8 often feels like it's pumping with a roller. 1/4 feels more spacious and floaty. Set the LFO amount around 20 to 40%. Then adjust the offset until it feels like the siren is speaking instead of just wobbling. At this point, you've got a playable siren with pitch movement and filter movement. Now we make it dubby. Add echo after auto filter. Turn sync on and echo. For time, set the left to 1/8 and the right to 3/16. That offset is instant movement. It gives you that shifting stereo rhythm without having to write extra notes. Set feedback somewhere like 35 to 60%. Don't go crazy yet. We'll give you safe macro ranges later so you can push it without nuking the mix. Inside echo, use the filter. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz so the delay repeats aren't filling up your low end. Low pass around 4 to 8K Hz to keep it vintage and not harsh. Add a touch of modulation, like 10 to 20%, for a little wobble. Dry slash wet can live around 15 to 35%. Now add reverb after echo. We're going for short springish space, not a giant wash. Jungle drums are busy, so if you go huge here, you'll blur the whole groove. Set size around 20 to 45%. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the dry hit stays punchy. High cut 5 to 8K Hz. Low cut 200 to 400 Hz. Keep the dry slash wet low, like 8 to 18%. If you want a weirder, more psychedelic trail, you can try putting reverb before echo, but the safer default is echo first, reverb second. Now we add grit. In Live 12, roar is perfect for this, but you can also use saturator for a cleaner, classic approach. If you use roar, place it after reverb. Start with a mode like warm or dirt. Put drive around 10 to 25%. Keep the mix around 30 to 60%. If it gets too fizzy, roll off the highs using roar's tone controls. And if you use roar modulation, keep it slow. You do not want the siren out wobbling the bass line. If you use saturator instead, choose analog clip or soft sine. Set drive around 3 to 8 dB, turn soft clip on, and pull the output down so you're not getting fooled by loudness. Now we do the thing that makes it actually work in a roller, sidechain ducking. Add compressor at the end of the chain. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick as the input, or your drum groove if that's your workflow. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the hits. And here's a pro jungle twist. If the snare is the anchor of the groove, try sidechaining to the snare instead of the kick. It makes the siren politely get out of the way of the backbeat, which is where jungle lives. Also, you don't want obvious pumping most of the time. Aim for it bows out around the transient, not it breathes loudly. Often that means a slightly gentler threshold and a slightly shorter release. Now let's turn all of this into a proper system. Select operator, auto filter, echo, reverb, your distortion device and the compressor. Group them into an instrument rack. That's command or control plus G. Open macro controls, and we'll map 8 macros that make this playable and automatable. Macro 1. Pitch. Map to operator transpose, or if you prefer, put a MIDI pitch device before operator and map that. Macro 2. Siren rate. Map this to the auto filter LFO rate. Macro 3. Filter cutoff. Map to auto filter cutoff. Macro 4. Resonance. Map to auto filter resonance. Macro 5. Delay time. Map to echo time. You can map both left and right if you want them to move together, or leave them independent if you want more complexity later. Macro 6. Delay feedback. Map to echo feedback. Macro 7. Turt. Map to roar drive or saturator drive. Macro 8. Wet level. Map to echo dry slash wet, or to a utility gain feeding a return setup if you're doing sends. For now, mapping echo dry slash wet is quick and musical. Now, extra coach note here, calibrate your macro ranges. This is the difference between a rack that's fun for 30 seconds and a rack you actually use in finished tracks. In macro mapping, set min and max so you can't ruin the mix. For cutoff, cap the top before it becomes ice picky. For feedback, clamp it so it can't self-oscillate unless you intentionally want that runaway moment. For wet, don't let it go to 100% unless you're deliberately doing a full dub meltdown. And here's a stability trick. Decide a default state. Park all macros in a sane neutral position, and save the rack like that. That way, every time you come back from a build-up, you can reset to default at the drop and you won't inherit chaos into the next section. Save the rack as a preset. Name it something you'll recognize later, like Jungle Dub Siren, Roller Momentum. Now we actually use it like a riser and transition tool, because that's where this shines. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip with a sustained note. Duplicate it to 4 bars or 8 bars. In clip envelopes, start automating your macros. Automate cutoff slowly upward over 4 to 8 bars. That's your classic opening up energy. Automate siren rates so it accelerates near the end. For example, go from 1/4 to 1/8 to 1/16 in the last couple bars. This reads as intensity without you having to add more layers. Automate feedback slightly up into the transition, and automate wet up towards the last beat. Then do the classic jungle move, hard cut the wet exactly on the drop, like right on the downbeat. That sudden cleanup makes the drop hit harder because the air clears instantly. For arrangement, here's a roller-friendly map you can repeat constantly without overdoing it. In the pre-drop, bars 13 to 16, do subtle stabs, maybe half bar each, low wet. In a turnaround, bars 29 to 32, use a longer note, rising cutoff, higher feedback. And for the last beat before the drop, do a feedback swell, then stop the MIDI note dead. Let one filtered repeat land if you want, but keep the downbeat clean. Now let's cover common mistakes before they cost you an hour. First, too wide or too wet. Sirens sound amazing drenched, but rollers need definition. High pass your delays and reverbs, keep wet controlled, and remember the drums are the star. Second, fighting the snare. If your siren resonance is sitting around that 180 to 250 zone, it can blur snare body. Either adjust cutoff and resonance, or high pass the siren a bit more. Third, random pitch that clashes. Keep it on the tonic or the fifth if you're unsure. It'll always sound intentional. Fourth, no headroom. Delay plus distortion can spike unexpectedly. Keep operator conservative. If you need level later, add a utility near the end to bring it up. And if you're the type to experiment, add a limiter inside the rack as an emergency break. Ceiling around minus 1 dB is fine. Fifth, over automation. The siren is momentum and punctuation. If it's constantly moving, it becomes a lead and steals focus. Treat it like a fill. Now, a few advanced variations you can try once the core rack is working. 1. A two-speed siren without adding devices. Keep auto filter LFO doing the main motion, but map operator pitch envelope decay to a macro. Short decay gives you that sharp yip. Long decay gives you the longer weep. Automate between them in the last two bars of a build, and it reads like acceleration even if your LFO rate stays musical. 2. Call and response in one track using rack chains. Make two chains inside the instrument rack. Chain 1 is call, drier, shorter echo, lower feedback. Chain 2 is response, more echo and reverb, darker EQ, maybe slightly detuned. Then automate the chain selector per bar. It feels like performance dub mixing, but it stays organized. 3. If you like sketching in session view, make a few one-bar clips with different macro states and use follow actions to generate evolving siren behavior. Record your jam into arrangement and keep the best moments. And one more mixing trick that's very pro. Separate the throws. Put echo and reverb on a return track. Duck the dry siren lightly, but duck the return harder keyed from the snare. You get huge dub throws that don't blur the backbeat. Now let's do a quick practice exercise so this becomes muscle memory. Set your project to 170 BPM. Create a 16-bar MIDI clip on the dub siren track. For notes, bars 1 to 8. Do short stabs, quarter note length, on A3, every two bars. So it's there as a marker, not a constant. Bars 9 to 16. Hold one sustained A3 for the full 8 bars.